to make it back in my life. I don't
Afternoon Jams, 103.7, the People Station. Pastor Wellhoff still hanging out with me today. Also in the studio from the Social Justice Commission, they are also pastors of their churches. Respectfully, want to welcome to the show Pastor Samuel Grills here. How you doing, Pastor Grill?
I'm great. Thank you so much, Faye.
All right, Pastor Jonathan Phillips is here. How you doing, Pastor Phillips?
I'm doing wonderful, sir. How are you?
Great. Tell us about the Social Justice Commission. You guys made a big announcement today. Let Muskegon know about the Social Justice Commission of Muskegon County.
Well, I'll get started, and then my co-chair will take the rest. This idea got birthed during the winter of last year when we began to experience a number of tragedies within our city that continued even during the summer of last year. Our goal was to bring a collaborative effort of social agencies, educational systems, the criminal justice areas, and especially the faith community, and to bind all of those entities together for the common good of our community. And I am pleased to announce today the formation of the Social Justice Commission of Muskegon County. It's made up of superintendents of both public schools. It's made up chief of police of both of our cities, both Muskegon and Muskegon Heights. It's made up of the Office of the Prosecutor. It's made up of the NAACP, the Urban League, and the church community. All of those areas, all of those individuals, again, uniting themselves for the common good.
Wow. I'm looking at the list here. I'm just going down the list so people can know who's involved. You're president. Vice President Jonathan Phillips, Pastor Phillips here, Pastor Kai Guy's in the group, Pastor Trent Williams, Pastor Dwayne Banks, Pastor John Barnes, Pastor Eddie Baker, Prosecutor Tony Tagg, Chief Clyde Becker, Chief Gill, Sheriff Dean Rossner. You mentioned Dana Bryant and the new superintendent of Muskegon Public Schools. Ed Gardner's there from the Urban League. And I'll make sure I didn't leave out nobody's name.
Mr. Melvin Lawrence.
Melvin Lawrence, NAACP. Can other pastors join if they'd like to be involved?
We're looking for the input of every pastor in our area, not necessarily to sit on the commission, but to join us in our fight for the city. And to be very honest, PA, it's a fight for our city. We recognize that this is not going to be a short-term issue. We need some people who can commit their ministry to this city. Not just their pulpit, but their ministry. We're looking not necessarily for a church in the urban community, but an urban ministry in that church that would make a significant difference. The gospel of the kingdom is about soul saving, but also life now. And we need pastors to turn their ministries into ministries that is about the gospel of the kingdom, but the brotherhood of man.
Wow, that's good. That's real, real powerful. I understand one of the first events you guys have coming up is June the 25th, Corinthians Baptist Church. Tell us about the gun buyback program the Social Justice Commission is having.
It is our endeavor to put together this collaborative effort within our community. And this first initiative is this gun buyback program. This was kind of spun out of various conversations, as you know, PA, that we've had with some of the urban leaders, and we've partnered together to bring this event to pass. And so this has been scheduled for June the 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., hosted this particular event at the Corinthian Baptist Church, where Pastor Kai Guy is the pastor, and he'll be hosting at his local site with law enforcement agencies through Muskegon Heights and with Muskegon, and more information will be forthcoming in reference to the details of the buyback program.
And we definitely will get the information out when you guys get it to us. I'm reading a quote from Chief Clyde Becker, who said, "The buyback won't solve the gun problem, but it would help. It would help." He said the plan would be to destroy the guns turned in. Generally, you don't see a huge initial downturn in violence, but hopefully we would get guns that could end up on the streets by lessening the number of weapons that end up on the streets. This is not the only thing you guys plan on doing. It's just a start, right?
Absolutely. Yes. That we have a vision for a number of things. We want to support the educational endeavor of our kids. We need kids graduating from high school. We need kids going to technical training schools. We need kids going to major four-year universities. We want to undergird and support education. We're looking to help rebuild and stabilize family development, that men can be husbands, that women can be wives, that children can be children, that we can walk the parks together, that we play ball together. So this commission is about, again, it's about ministry. It's the kingdom of God at work in this world. And we're looking for individuals who have a vision to not to complain, but to change. We've had a ton of complaining. This commission is about changing.
Wow. You're hearing it first, folks. The Social Justice Commission, Pastor Samuel Garrett's here. Pastor Jonathan Phillips, consisting of local leaders, church leaders. People always say, what is the church going to do? What is the church going to do? Now the church is about to do something.
Right.
You know,
right.
Some of them have already been doing some things, because there's some other folks I know who've been doing some things. But you guys are coming together to combine forces. Are you willing to take comments from the community at your meetings? Are you willing to have, you know, people from neighborhood associations give you input?
Most definitely. We just left a meeting, a debriefing that we had as it relates to the press conference. But at the same time, our organizational structure at this time, PA, is to put in place a formality where other local agencies and individuals can come before this commission with tentative proposals, ideas, thoughts on working collaboratively together to positively affect change within our community. As Pastor Greer said, this is an effort that's going to take buy-in from everybody, from all of the various different social service agencies, all of the different churches, faith-based community, private sector, public sector. It is our vision to work collectively, and the birth of this organization stems from the fact that you got so many individual organizations doing things that everybody don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And so the law enforcement agencies are willing to undergird this project, this commission, and be at the table. And Pastor Greer can kind of reiterate, it was our vision not to have someone's assistance or a couple of people down the leadership ladder. Mm-hmm. We wanted the people at the table that can make change, adjust change, and make decisions. And so when we talk about the prosecutor's office, we're not talking about just individuals in his office. He's at the table.
Okay.
We're not talking about law enforcement agents or different police officers within the community. We're talking about the chief is at the table. Kleinbecker and the chief Gill is at the table and helping us to make decisions, formalize, and work these processes for the betterment of our community.
What do you see down the road, Pastor Greer, that's going to happen from the Social Justice Commission? What do you see happening? What is your vision?
I'm a visionary.
Right.
Let me preface my statement by simply saying I believe that this is God birth and God ordained. I believe this is the season that God has placed us here for the taking back of our people and our city. I see a couple of things. One, I see us in the process of developing a community center where we can have a place where people can come, a clearinghouse, a place of information, where it is not our goal to solve the problem, but to point people to people who do solve the problem.
Okay. Right.
I'm not an expert in drug training. I'm not an expert in educational thing, but I know people who are. Our goal is to point people to that. Our goal is to have a place where our young people can gather in peace.
Right.
A place where their gifts and talents can be exposed. An opportunity. It's amazing to me, PA, when I travel this area, the amount of talent in Muskegon County.
Right. Right.
We need the opportunity to expose our young people to success.
Right.
And when they begin to get a taste of success, we believe that we can change where we are. And I can't begin to tell you the passion that I feel for where God has brought us at this moment.
Wrong.
And by His aid, we're planning to move forward.
Wrong. There seems to be a little disconnect between the police department and some of the citizens. Is this Social Justice Commission is going to try to heal those wounds there?
Right. Could I talk just a minute about the threefold approach
of
the
sure.
commission?
Yeah, sure.
First of all, our endeavor is to unite individuals and groups together to stand against violence and to provide a path of success for individuals who seek to be healthy contributing members of our community. That is, we want to stand against violence, but we also want to open a channel where people who want to be positive can find positive ways to do that. Second of all, we want to reconnect the Criminal Justice Center to the heart of the local community, whereby individuals can partner with law enforcement for a healthy daily living. We're trying to reconnect the street to the county building.
All right.
And not necessarily to be charged or convicted.
Right.
We're trying to connect the street to the county to stop things where law enforcement is not seen as a threat, but as a friend.
Right.
We've got to educate our community about law enforcement, but also educate law enforcement about our community.
Right.
Then third of all, we plan to be an instrument to aid the local educational system of our community to prepare students for stability within our country.
Wow. This is huge. This is huge, Muskegon, and I know you guys have been working on this for some time. Through the last fall, through the winter, and you got some rolling out. I'm really anything from my point of view, from a radio station that we can do to help out in the cause. You know, let me know, and y'all have my number, and we're gonna do whatever we can do.
Yes, we're appreciative of that, PA, and most definitely as far as this first event with this gun buyback, as far as getting that information out, we'll definitely make sure that we get that information channel right directly to you to get it out, the details of it, so we all be on the same page, and we commend you for being fair and open with us, and at the same time, you know, being in the background of helping bring information about this gun buyback. And how it has worked positively in other areas. A lot of people wouldn't know, you know, you're not broadcasting that, but,
right.
you know, you've done a lot of work with some other agencies and some other urban leaders behind the scenes to make this thing happen and make it come to pass. But that research has helped us to get it on the docket, get it on the forefront, and
right.
now we're able to move with that and at least try this event.
Right.
Again, it's not to solve or to put the situation where it's null and void, but it's an attempt for the cities and for the communities to come together with some efforts. The faith case community and others have always said, what are the churches doing? Then the churches say, well, what is the community doing? The community say, everyone's pointing a finger. This is an effort to follow up from the peace jam that was also held back in the spring and fall. So these are efforts that we are working together trying to make a safer and better community for Muskegon County.
And I just want to commend all the pastors coming together. That right there is a deserving applause. I got it. You got to get one of these because we know that's a task right there to get leaders of their own organization to lay down their titles and say, well, we're going to come together for a cause. I mean, philosophies and doctrines and all that. Mm. We laying them down on the sideline.
Yeah.
We come together and for you guys to get Tony Tagg at the table, Dean Rosner's and the chief of police. And that's a lot of work to get all them people on the same page.
Exactly.
That is us.
Exactly.
Nothing but good can come out of this.
I'll follow that up by stating the collaborative work of myself and also Pastor Greer. What we found in the initial conversations that we had initially with Tony Tagg and the clergy, their conversation to us was that there was a disconnect between the faith community and his office.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time when there were some former pastors that were here that are now has made their transitions, and some of them are retired,
right.
and they can pick up a phone when something happened, and they had relationships,
right.
and they felt as though there was no longer the relationships before them. And so now, in this new wave, we've been able to establish those relationships, make those connections. We did at one time in our city have a ministerial alliance that became inactive, and now through this push, those efforts have been rebirthed, mm-hmm. that there is a pastors and ministers fellowship of pastors coming together across faith, across disciplines, to work together with the efforts with this Social Justice Commission and also pastors coming together. So we're excited about this season within our community.
Wow, this is good. Good news, folks. You're hearing it first. Do y'all want to take phone calls? Up to y'all. I want to...
We've got a few minutes.
I certainly would. Okay. All right. We go to line one. Caller, you're live on the beat. You got a question or comment for Pastor Greer or Pastor Phillips?
Yeah, Paul. This is Jackie Darnell.
Yeah. How you doing, Jackie Darnell?
Oh, pretty good. Listen, ask the pastor, does he have a website or an email address?
That's a great question. We are in the very early stages of our development, and we're pulling together both a website and an email address, whereby we will have, especially the email address within the next couple of days, and if PA will have me back, we'll have that information available to you so that we can get it to you.
All right, Pastor, I'll look forward to it.
One of the best ways to make contact now is to call my office, the Queen Esther Missionary Baptist Church, at 231-739-8825, and then I'd love to talk to you about where we're going.
All right, thank you very much, Pastor Greer.
All right, take care.
All right.
Okay, good. 231-722-8338. If you're just tuning in, a big announcement from the Social Justice Commission of Muskegon County consists of local leaders coming together, first to unite individuals and groups together to stand against violence and to provide a path of success for individuals who seek to be healthy contributing members of our society, of our community. Secondly, to reconnect the criminal justice system to the heart of the local community, whereby individuals can partner with law enforcement for healthy daily living. That don't mean just locking people up.
Exactly.
I know, because people might hear that like, this is changing the philosophy.
This is about making people safe. Mm. It's about educating. It's about uniting our efforts for the good of brotherhood. Mm. And we gotta remember that. We are about people.
Right.
This commission is about people. Right. We want people to be safe. We want them to be contributing members. There is a portion of our community that simply needs some correction and discipline, and we will leave that to the proper people. But there's a majority of our people who are looking for a way out. Mm. The commission's aim is to help people find that way out.
Wow. And thirdly, to be an instrument to aid the local educational systems of our community to prepare our students for involvement within the stability of our country. It's huge, huge mission statement here from the Social Justice Commission. Big announcement. Pastor Whitlaw, you got a question you want to ask, man?
No, I don't, but I just want to, I'm just glad to see Pastor Greer. For many of you don't know, Pastor Greer is my father in ministry. He the one that licensed me.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, in ministry. So all right. Everything I get from Pastor Greer, and I thank God.
Oh, my goodness.
Good. All right.
But I do want to encourage the community. Pastor Griff said something, and I want to reiterate that. It's time for you to get off the bench and to get in the game. You sit on the sideline and complain for so long. Now here's an opportunity for you to have a voice. If you don't talk about it, it's time for you to be about it. It's not about being who in charge. It's like the parable of the vineyard worker. It don't matter who got there first. The pay is still the same. It's for the betterment of the community.
Right. Right. All right, Pastor Greer, I know you had a busy schedule today. Was there a funeral at your church today?
Unfortunately, PA, this has been quite a taxing day for us, in that Pastor Phillips and a number of other pastors joined with me at the Queen Esther Church for the funeral of a young man who was killed.
Right.
I'm saddened by that.
Mm. Wow.
We left that funeral with renewed vigor that we would seek to make a difference.
We're going to line one. Look like this is an out of town caller. I don't know if they listen to us online at 1037thebeat.com. Or caller, you live on the beat.
Yes, I am, TA. What's going on? It's Will Warren, man. How you doing?
All right, Willie, man. You listening to us in Washington, D.C.?
Absolutely, man. How you doing, Pastor Greer? Pastor Whitlaw? How y'all doing?
Well, thank you.
Wow. This is the late Dr. Robert Warren, son, Willie.
Oh, who that's
is
my
yes, listening to us. Hey, Willie, first of all, you doing okay?
I'm outstanding, man. I'm just listening to you guys and kind of encouraged by what's going on today. I appreciate it.
Wow. Is that good to know? Is that a question you want to ask the leaders?
Well, yeah, I do. I've heard pretty much the entire set so far, but I did want to ask Pastor Greer, are you guys soliciting any funding from the government or anything for what you're doing, or are you able to do that?
But we're in the process, again, we're in the very early stages of this effort. We're looking at how we can develop this effort. We've developed a nonprofit, a 501c3 organization, and made some application. It's going to be the GBS Community Outreach Nonprofit Corporation, whereby we can seek to collaborate with various other groups in reference to that. So we love further information. If you have something that you can help either send to us that will help us move that way, we'd be glad to get it.
Okay, not a problem. I do have a couple contacts in the sending offices, and I would try to see what I can do to get some information to you guys. And well, I'll do anything I can do to help.
We're reaching out to you. Okay. Reach back to us so that, in fact, this time we're spending now is reaching to Northern Shores, to North Muskegon, all over this country, right, and say that we are standing up to be heard, and we want people to reach back to us.
That's not a problem, and I really applaud you guys for doing this. It's long overdue, and I totally agree with you with everything that you said. It has to be a community effort, entire community effort. It can't just be one person. And PA, you hit it right on the head when you said that everybody has to come together. I commend you all for what you're doing and what you're doing for spreading the word on your radio station. Yeah, you've been doing a great job.
Thanks, Willie, man. Thanks for listening, man, online in Washington, man. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Take care, brother. Miss you, brother.
All right. Miss y'all, man.
Take you, kid.
Thank you.
All right. He is in the military, doing a career in the military in Washington, D.C. And wow. It's good to hear from people abroad who are listening. I look at my online stats all the time. We always have people tuning in from all over. And I get somebody was in Afghanistan. Steve White was in Afghanistan doing some engineering work, listening to the beat. So people are hearing this message abroad about the new Social Justice Commission. Anything else you want to get out to the community, Pastor Greer or Pastor Phillips?
Well, just one closing, and I'll let Pastor close. It's really my prayer that the grassroots individual of our city will move from a state of apathetic attitudes to say that there's nothing going on. There is something. Now, you bring that area of your giftedness to us so that we can bind it together so that, again, Muskegon and Muskegon Heights will be the friendly city that we are.
Right. Pastor Governor, I ask you this, because you just did this funeral today. For you as a minister, when you do these kind of funerals, how does that feel when you have to go through this? Because I know it has to be emotionally draining.
Right. I was with Pastor Scott McKinley, who was the preacher today. Mm-hmm. I simply extended our church to it. But this is not a one-day issue. What we are feeling today takes days and weeks and months to overcome. To have post-funeral visits with families, to deal with nephews and cousins and nieces and extended family that are in all of our churches. I can't begin to tell you the burden that ministry brings, especially when it is ministry for the people and not ministry for yourself. Mm. We are about ministry for the people, and we're bearing that burden and that cross with people today.
Well, can you speak to some people out there, maybe you or Pastor Phillips, too, who have done some things that they that's been wrong, and they have not forgiven themselves, and they're running. Can you talk about redemption before we go?
I would share it from this standpoint. Forgiveness and the dialogue that I share and I teach falls in three facets. One, seeking God for forgiveness. Second, asking the person that you've wronged if it's possible to forgive, and then forgiving yourself. Mm-hmm. And the hardest process is that forgiveness of self, based upon the fact that you're always with you. The reality of it is we tend to bear the burden of not wanting to be forgiven and not being able to release ourselves from ourselves. But the reality of it is whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And so once you release yourself from the mental baggage, the emotional baggage, then you can walk in that freedom that's already been given unto you. And I would share very emphatically to anyone to not allow your past to keep you in bondage. Allow yourself to divorce from your past and be engaged in your present that you can marry your future.
Mm.
Life goes on beyond the mistakes that we've made, and we can definitely survive and make it off of broken pieces when you allow yourself to put those pieces back together again.
Powerful, powerful. Thank you so much.
Pierre, can we say a word of thank you?
Yes.
There are many things that you've been able to orchestrate for us to make where we are today. I want to say a word of thank you, but I also want to ask you to double your effort to help us.
I will.
To connect us with people that you know can drive us to where we want to go. We're dependent upon people such as yourself to connect us. We have a heart for the city, and we'd like to ask you your continued support.
You will. You got that over and beyond, believe me. And this is like something long overdue. I'm so happy. I see something that I've envisioned a long time ago, and you guys are making it happen. And so you definitely got whatever I can go over and beyond, building staff, resources, whatever I have, the connections, whatever. If it's to make our community a better place, I'm there.
Thank you so much.
And let you know, brothers know I got you guys back. Amazing day.
We would also add, PA, if you don't mind, to undergird us. As pastors and preachers and ministers of the gospel, we are always praying for others.
Right.
We solicit the prayers of the people to undergird us. Even though we may walk in the forefront, we need prayer. We need support. We need individuals not trying to tear us down or pull us down because we did not invite you in, or you were not invited in or put at the table, but just say, hey, let's undergird these brothers, these sisters, our community, and let's allow ourselves to go back to what the Bible says and be servants to man, service to manhood. And we solicit that. We thank you for your airtime. We thank you for all that you do and these other organizations. Let's work together to build the betterment of Muskegon County.
Amen. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Wow.
Be right back, Muskegon. You looking for jobs? We're going to find out about job openings in Muskegon.
Know what that means? That means I'm far from perfect, simply redeemed, born with a purpose, purchased by love. It's not a form of religion, but a gift from above. I am not perfect. No, but I have been redeemed.